And you're very welcome back to the programme. Time for our second feature interview then on the show tonight. And Dublin teenager Sive Skelly is on the line. She brought out her debut EP entitled Undercover Heartbreak earlier in the year. And Lockdown Lifesavers was the theme of the EP that brings together five contemporary songs that have resonated with Sive herself and her fans over the course of the last 2 years. Sive, welcome to the programme. It's good to talk to you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all. Right, this EP then, it's absolutely brilliant. We featured it as our record of the week when it came out on the 8th of April. 2 years of hard work, I'd imagine, of putting it all together and then getting it out there.
Yeah, definitely. We put so much work into it, and when I finally got to release it, I was so excited because so many different people put so much work into it, like not just myself. So it was great to be able to release it to the kind of world.
Yeah, last week we had Ryan Sheridan on the programme and he brought out an album which was essentially all covers. And I was putting the question to him was, how do you choose what songs you're going to do a cover of? Is it songs that you like personally or songs that maybe you listen to and think, you know, I could do something with that?
Yeah, I think for me it was just choosing songs, firstly, that I liked. And then secondly, that I could kind of like interpret in my own way and kind of, like you said, do my own version of it and kind of change it but keep it the same. I started a stage school when I was really young and I kind of always wanted to do some sort of music, but when I started busking, I suppose that's when I really kind of started to know exactly what I wanted to do and that I wanted to like write my own music and release my own music and stuff.
That's key, I think, busking, and I was going to touch on that anyway because I know you do quite a lot of busking around the streets of Dublin. How long have you been doing that for now?
I've been busking for like 3.5 years now, if not more. I started busking when I was about 15 and I'm 18 now, so it's about 3 years.
I always think that's even more nerve-wracking, more impressive than maybe getting up on stage, you know, doing busking on the streets, because so many people are just walking by and you're kind of hoping that people are going to stop and, you know, listen to your music. So how do you find it, or how did you find it when you started out?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's very different to playing a gig, because if I'm putting on a gig and people are buying tickets, I know for a fact that people want to be there and people are there to listen to me. But if I'm just playing on the street, like anyone's walking by, and like, I suppose you do want to kind of please the crowd and you do want to make sure people like your music. But you also have to understand that not everyone is going to like it and you're going to get a lot of rejection on the street, I suppose. So it brought me a lot of confidence, firstly, because I kind of learned how to take the rejection and to kind of just play music for myself and not to kind of please other people. But yeah, it was a really good learning experience, I found.
There's a great, I suppose, you know, friendship and fellowship up around Dublin of buskers and upcoming musicians. I know Leah Moran as well. She talks quite a lot about you on her Instagram. We're actually featuring her new song, Infinite, after we chat to you. So she's just one example, but so many others, upcoming musicians around Dublin as well. You know, there is quite a lot of people supporting each other up there.
Yeah, definitely. That's why one of the tracks in the EP is called Is Your Bedroom Ceiling Board? And Jacob Koopman is featured on that. And he's one of the guys, the older kind of buskers and more experienced buskers. And he's one of the guys that really helped me out when I started busking. So to be able to bring him on to like a project that I was doing was just amazing. And I'm like so glad I got to have him on the EP.
Yeah, and the reaction to the EP, Undercover Heartbreak, has been brilliant. A lot of the songs getting played on radio, you know, it's been shared on social media. So were you happy with the response that it has been getting?
Yeah, I was actually kind of overwhelmed with the response. I didn't even think it would get as good of a response as it did. And just to see that everyone really liked it and stuff just makes me so excited for like the future when I release my original stuff. We've been putting like a whole lot of work in behind the scenes on writing original music. I suppose I've been back and forth to London an awful lot, working with some amazing people over there and in Ireland. So there's definitely a lot of stuff in the works, and hopefully it will be able to be kind of released to the world really soon.
And live shows then, I suppose something similar. Again, it's different to busking, so, you know, getting up on a stage. I know you've done a couple of support slots and all of that, but maybe headline shows hopefully down the line.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose when my original stuff comes out, I'm sure I'll have some amazing release gig.
And if people want to check out your music then and social media, what's the best way to do it?
You can find me everywhere pretty much at Sive Skelly or Sive Skelly Music.
Great stuff. Well, Sive, listen, great talking to you on the programme. I'm going to play two tracks from the EP, Undercover Heartbreak, When You Love Someone, and that one that you mentioned with Jacob Koopman, Is Your Bedroom Ceiling Board. Continued success, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.